House Republican leader John Boehner says that a small bipartisan group of lawmakers will begin meeting with Obama administration officials. They're talking about extending the Bush-era tax cuts, but it remains to be seen how much Republicans want to strike a deal with the president. Congressman Mike Turner on the line. We didn't see much of an agreement at the end of the meeting at the White House yesterday, did we?
No, and this is such an important issue. I hear from businesses throughout the Miami Valley that they're very concerned about expanding, growing, or adding jobs when they're uncertain as to what their tax structure will be in the next year. This would be one of the largest tax increases in history, and certainly we're at an economic time where it is wrong to raise taxes, and this tax rate needs to be extended through forward so that people can continue to add jobs.
Now, you mentioned expanding the economy, and there are some indications in Washington that President Obama is hinting he might be willing to extend the Bush tax cuts temporarily if some other fixes go in place, like the alternative minimum tax. What are your feelings about the temporary extension?
Well, at this point, I think extending them temporarily is not as helpful as extending them permanently, because then people don't have the confidence as to what their tax structure would be. However, if it's necessary for a compromise, certainly avoiding the tax increase is the most important step to take. If the president comes to the table and is able to work out an extension, certainly I think then that should be put in place.
And it's Congressman Mike Turner of Dayton.